What a beautiful day. Ah, begging your pardon, sir. Do you mind if I sit on this bench?
No, not at all. No.
My name is Pascal.
What?
People call me Pascal.
You look a bit pensive.
It's funny what a boy recollects.
Oh, yeah? What did you do?
I did 10 budgets.
Wow.
A budget is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Oh.
Unless you're a big wig corporate entity, then you're pretty sure it's going to be a swell time.
What? Where did you come out of anyway?
Well, for that, I've got to thank my friend Bubba Noonan.
Oh.
He taught me all kinds of tax breaks.
Mm.
Rental tax breaks, tech tax breaks, farmer tax breaks.
Okay.
You can barbecue them, boil it, broil it, shake it, saute it.
I get you.
It's going to be a tax break from me and Bubba Noonan.
Ah, yeah. Run, Pascal. Run.
So that's what I just done did. I ran. I ran for the Shannon. I ran for Dublin Central. And pretty soon after that, I was a minister and ended up in the wars when I went to Vietnam. Well, thank you very much for enlisting me in this war.
Arrogance has a lifestyle choice, the young ones emigrating.
Cut the youth unemployment payments, Pascal.
I will gladly pinch the piddly pennies from the poor stee. Thank you.
Oh, sounds like you've had a fascinating life. Did you have someone special?
Oh, yes. Me and my Kenny. We was like peas and carrots.
Oh, Pascal, why are you so good to me?
Because you're my Kenny.
I love you, you know.
I don't know why.
Because you can create the conditions for a housing crisis through policies shaped around the needs of institutional capital only, rather than working families.
Haha.
And people still think you're adorable.
Dimples is what Dimples does.
But I have to go now.
Oh, no, Kenny.
All political lives end in failure.
No.
And my failure is worth about 200 grand a year for the rest of my life. Baby.
I have to work for Leo next.
It's a very sad story now.
And I never saw Kenny again.
Wait, I know who you are.
Yes?
You're the bobble-headed Lutherman who was part of the whole mess we're in, and now you're fecking off to a big gig in Europe.
Oh. It's a big gig in Washington, the World Bank.
Well, I've a mind to give you a good thrashing.
Thank you very much.
But you've such an innocent, dropped-on-your-head happiness about you, I can't bring myself to hate you.
Oh.
Even though I'm homeless.
Ireland is so broken, it's like somebody dropped it on its head.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get out of this dump.
Wait a second. The World Bank?
Yes.
Didn't you give over 140 million of our tax money to that only this year? Double what it was 10 years ago.
And that's all I've got to say about that.
You better get out of here. Run! Run, Pascal! Run!
Toodaloo! Thanks for all the memories.
Run, Pascal. Oh, yeah.
I love you, Pascal.
How come I don't have a cool, sexy gig yet?
Run!
Come back! Oh, God, Pascal, come back!
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
Saddam.
I've always wanted to say that. Bang, bang. We've got our new Minister for Finance. You.
If it's a him, it's not Jennifer Cara McNeil.
What? No, you're blocked.
Oh.
Well, after careful consideration, some mild nausea and palm sweating, I decided I will deploy myself in finance. I'm ready to rise and grind. The TikTok treasurer.
Minister, what made you settle on yourself for this appointment?
Well, let me tell you, I looked in the mirror and I said, there he is. Mm. I say mirror, it was actually a front-facing camera, but I fit the profile perfectly as outlined in the viral song.
Huh? What song?
I'm looking for a man in finance. Tired eyes, 6'5", stressed out,
Minister.
Finance.
Minister, can I ask about your experience?
Finance. Pale-faced, sweaty palms, hairs turned white, finance.
Tarnisher, you have absolutely no experience in this area.
How dare you? That's a lie. I was a junior minister in the Department of Finance some years ago, and I have the rings under my eyes to prove it.
What did you do in finance back then?
Yeah. Well, that's not very important. It was very important because I was important. I am important.
Right.
It was finance adjacent. I was in charge of the OPW.
You mean the doll bike shed people who build tiny, expensive walls?
Like I said, it's not important. I've been tirelessly studying economics for the last week. In the form of 60-second reels of podcast bros discussing their assets. Buy crypto, that's what I've learned. And also, who knew how important protein is? Did you know?
What are the knock-on effects of this reshuffle?
Wait, to my great sadness, I will no longer be Army Man Harris. But I can assure everyone I will still be doing the bang-bang by making sure taxpayers get bang-bang for their buck.
How are you going to juggle being tarnished a party leader and finance minister all at the same time?
Well, what I've done is I've ordered my spads to give me the 5 bullet point briefings each week while I'm slamming a can of Monster on the commute. Never my Fine Gael stuff. I usually send a Joe Rogan clip into the group chat with a flame emoji, leaving the afternoon to reply to Michal's moany texts. And I save the evenings, of course, so I can spend more time with my much-loved divisive soundbites about immigration.
What are going to be your main priorities as Minister for Finance?
Well, first of all, I will be ignoring the country's catastrophic dependence on three US companies, and instead I'll be focusing on all the clickbaiting elements that you love.
What?
I get RTE in this gig.
Oh.
So we're going to clear out all the Nordies as we're losing thousands converting from euro into pounds. And I'm turning government bonds into crypto. Ooh. Introducing Harris Coin.
Ooh, wow.
And my investment advice is like an Irish mammy ending a phone call. Bye, 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 bye. And let me wrap things up by saying bye, 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 bye.
Are you done yet?
Bye, bye, block. Barry Lenehan here, reporting live from a scene of delirium not witnessed since Ireland first discovered the Krispy Kreme drive-thrus. And it's all thanks to one man, Troy Parrott. Standing beside me are two young men who still smell like cheap Hungarian lager and have eye bags so massive I doubt Ryanair would permit them as carry-ons.
Two.
You boys, we're partying in Budapest.
More like Budapest, like.
The session was unreal.
Unreal.
It was like a stag in a tortilla and a good funeral rolled into one.
I'm actually shaking thinking about the third goal, man.
Could be the drink, though.
It's all thanks to Mr. Paris. Is there anything you'd like to say to him today?
I'd just like to say thanks for the memories, like.
Sorry, the memories. I don't remember them, but the photos and the videos is class, like.
Total calm, Ned.
All right, get home to bed. Now, such is the level of hysteria that Dublin Zoo is named a parrot after Ireland's soccer hero. There was no keeping the cockatoos off him after that. And it doesn't end there.
I'm
now inside a motor vehicle and I'm joined by a motorist.
Yes.
And you've customised your vehicle, isn't that right?
Thank you, Barry, for chatting to me. Yes, I've actually added an extra R to my Toyota so I can drive a Troyota.
An act of impulsiveness I'm sure you won't regret.
No, no.
Until the NCT.
Sorry, what?
Now I find myself on a street and to my right is a Chocktadala, a TD who is seeking to change his name by deed poll.
That's correct, Barry. I want to change my name to Richard Boyd Parrott to reflect the incredible achievements of Troy Parrott. Now, that's not to say that I condone the corporate fat cat Infantino loony cash grab that is the World Cup, nor our partitionist football association, nor the imperialist USA hosting the tournament, but, Barry, even the left can get behind five bloody goals.
And Richard, the first playoff being held in the Czech Republic.
Truly, I've always dreamt of another Prague Spring. So here we come, Ryanair. Don't tell my carbon footprint judgy buddies.
Right.
I'm not RBB, I'm RBP from now on, baby.
Thank you, and there you have it. The credit unions of Ireland prepare themselves to meet men bet into Aircom jerseys, queuing up for loans under the guise of home improvements. But they're dreaming of just one thing: to travel to a tournament hosted in a country that's halfway through the five stages of fascism. And in the language of Mussolini, what say us only? Ole, 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 and Troy to the world. Barry Lenehan, RTE.
Are you guys having a good flight? I wouldn't use the bathroom for a while if I were you. I've just been in it and tweeting from it. It's pretty horrible.
Mr. President,
listen, so after pushing for so long, I got the loser Democrats to vote to release the Epstein files. I always wanted this, so the fact that I keep talking about it endlessly shows how not guilty I am.
Sir,
a lot of people are saying that tremendous numbers.
Mr. President, you could have released these files months
Quiet,
ago.
Quiet, piggy.
What?
That's a compliment, by the way. It's a nice thing to say, piggy, piggy.
No,
no one loves pork products more than me.
I don't think
pork rinds is such a great snack, especially when you're in the bathroom.
Sir,
the toilet is blocked,
sir,
by the
sir,
way.
Sir, can
you.
I,
sir, you're referenced several times in the Epstein files. At one point, he says you knew about the girls. What was he referring to?
He meant the Spice Girls. I always loved those spicy girls. All the scary, sporty,
ginger,
dopey, happy, and Monica. I love this. But I tell you what I want. What I really, really want is to make America great again. Want a zig a zig? Ah.
Sir, there's a controversial reference to Bubba in some of the emails and wow. something you both did together.
Beats me. I don't know anything about that. I mean, maybe it was Michael Jackson's monkey. Who knows? Do you know? It's not Bill Clinton.
Sir?
It's no way it's Bill Clinton. There's no way I'd do that to anyone who isn't Arnold Palmer. Believe me, it couldn't be me. Mm. My doctors advised me against exhaling too hard. It's impossible. There'd be pork rinds everywhere. Believe me, a lot of people.
What are the emails about you? Epstein said about you, and I quote, "I have met some really bad people, none as bad as Trump."
Wow, that's incredible. And he met them all. The baddest ever. He saw them all, every one of them, and he thought I was the greatest of all time. Wow, thank you, Jeffrey. It means a lot. Bad, the baddest. Better than Andrew. Better than Bubba. Eat that, Bubba. Though he wasn't the one doing the eating.
Ew.
Just so they say a lot. What was I talking about?
This week was the first time Elon Musk was in the White House since you two fell out. Was that awkward?
Wrong. I like Elon. I really do. He looks like someone assembled him from the spare parts bucket at a Dollar Tree plastic surgeon. But he's a friend. I told him I still liked him. And his little face lit up like a robot tried to remember which face muscles humans have.
Wow.
He gives me feelings I don't quite understand. And look, we broke up.
Right.
I said, I'm going to give you some space.
Right.
Some space, Elon. And I gave him $38 billion worth of
Jesus.
Contracts for space.
Wait, does Space Force still exist?
Look, Piggy, there's going to be no force in space. I promise it will all be consensual, just like it was with Bubba. Allegedly. I don't know anything about that.
Sir,
Hubba Bubba.
Sir, how come you want to let the Saudi prince away with murdering a journalist?
That's a disgusting question.
Sir.
Horrible question. We're putting you in the bathroom for 20 minutes until you learn to be more polite.
No, you can't.
Also, until you come to after passing out. It's not pretty in there, believe me. I ate so many nuggets with Ronaldo.
Oh, my God.
His hair sparkles. Did you know that? Wow.
No.
He sparkles. If only my doctors would let me exhale vigorously.
Oh,
yeah.
Gross.
No more questions. I'm going now. Bye. I'm bye now. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Ugh, Ivana, do you have to order your coffee with lavender syrup every week? It's like a Boots perfume counter exploded in your cup.
I figured I'd add some colour to the United Left Latte Gal Chats, just like I did in dual proceedings this week, where I think I did rather well.
And didn't we agree we were just phoning in one last Pascal bashing?
Yes, but...
And you come out with some actual zingers that Miriam Lord quotes.
Well, they were quite serving fierce, weren't they? The fleeing finance minister and Simon the twitchy tornister.
So catchy.
Thank you, Holly.
I didn't intend breaking out my worst government ever line until the day before the recess, but I had to keep up when you went rogue.
Oh.
Even though we're supposed to be a team, like, hello?
I thought you were both great.
Not now, Holly. The lead parties are speaking.
Both have 11 TDs.
You're minus one, love, though they are saddled with Alan Kelly, so it's debatable.
That's true. Look, we can tic-tac on the banter towards the appalling reshuffle if you like. I can do one, you can
great.
Do...
Great. You take on Hildegard Nothing,
okay.
And I'll do Helen McEmpty.
Oh.
Talk about failing upwards. So much less to that one than meets the eye.
Well that's a little bit harsh now for my...
Oh, I always forget that your lot got into bed with those brunch mummies.
I adore brunch.
And I always forget that you were in Fianna Fáil, Mary Lou. So
you know, I'm sensing a lot of aggro from someone in a coat that's so neon pink it's louder than a Healy Ray with a broken exhaust.
Well, that's just because I can't wear my favourite mustard duffel.
Why not?
It makes Jed Nash's head look like a boiled ham under the harsh Aroctus lighting.
It's true. Half the Fianna Fáil benches were salivating the last time.
Yes.
Also, I had to release the mansplaining hounds at Mehole as well.
Though someone clearly needs to mansplain the economy to Simon Harris.
I was actually saving it for the December recess eve when the heating's off, the TDs are hungover, and the hacks are hankering after the last blast of Mary Lunaticking.
Honestly, though, isn't it getting harder and harder to do the same attack lines over and over again at this government?
Tell me about it. Taoiseach, you've scuttered the country.
Oh, yes.
Taoiseach, you've beloobed the country to bits. How many more ways can I spray it?
Once you get into your stride, all I can hear is you saying, Taoiseach, you've punched all the puppies and happy slapped the laboo-boos.
Exactly.
Quite.
Taoiseach, you've thrown the future of Ireland into a Nutribullet and blitzed it until it's a dull, grey, unpalatable gut mulch that not even the happy pair would drink.
Superb.
Perhaps our time would be better spent making sure the monk doesn't get elected.
Well, the monk is sunk in that by-election.
That's a very good line, actually.
You can have it. I'm bored now. Who's coming to Wicked for Good tomorrow night? Louise is booking the tickets.
I'm busy deleting everything Keane O'Callaghan said when I was on mat leave.
Hot dogs and cab sav on the front row, Ivana?
There's actually a very interesting Ken Loach retrospective at the IFI, which I'm afraid is going to detain me.
Well, I'll be on the wine and bottles of Wicked, sticking my eyes on Jonathan Bailey, the sexiest man alive.
Oh dear, that sounds rather objectifying, if you don't mind me sort of...
Well, he's gay, so it's very inclusive objectification, to be fair.
I don't think that
those
really...
buns, I can tell you, they're defying gravity.
Wow.
Oh yeah.
However, on a point of order, they are magnificent buns.
Now you're talking.
Oh, naughty.
The resignation of Pascal Donoghue for a tax-free gig in America was the least surprising thing to happen in Leinster House since a heat camera revealed Barry Heenahan as the deputy who opened the lunchbox after Taco Bell Thursday. Given that Pascal's LinkedIn has been set to open to work while he was phoning it in for the last 5 years, didn't shock anyone. Jennifer Carol McNeil did look very surprised, but she can't help it now. Fine Gael's loss was Fianna Fáil's chance at last to unclinch.
I don't know, I'm very delighted for Pascal and his bank account. I think he served his country very well, or at least the bits he cared about, you know, posh Dublin and the horsey bits of Kildare and Meath, that sort of thing. And I've every confidence now in Simon Harris to make an absolute mashed potato of another portfolio and take some heat off me, which is very fortunate timing. God, I do wonder sometimes, do I get all the luck that was due to Cork hurling in terms of...
The departure leaves Fine Gael with a talent pool as shallow as the plot of a Virgin Media summer drama. The Harris move left a vacancy in foreign affairs. Step up on Colleen Kewin. Helen McEntee, now the first female and first mute minister for foreign affairs. What a career she's having. In justice, her main achievements were the Dublin riots and the immigration shambles that now convulses every facet of our culture. Then she spent 10 months in education, where she was never heard speaking out loud once. Patrick O'Donovan tried to talk up the appointment as best he could.
Look, there's a lot of exciting things going on in this brief. Ground wars, trade wars, a spicy geopolitical landscape, increased military spending. No better woman than Helen McEntee to drain every drop of drama from them and make it all feel like a quarterly accounts meeting. What more do you want?
This meant there was now a spot going in education, which went to Hildegard Nocton. She's been making a name for herself, despite having one that makes her sound like a nun with a ruler. In her first interview, she said teachers are paid enough. Yeesh, maybe next time she can say they get too many holidays as well. In a true sign that Fine Gael will give a minister's gig to anyone left who has opposable thumbs, Frank Feehan is now a junior and Emer Higgins has been bumped up to super junior. This means she has the honour of sitting in cabinet, where she'll be ignored and forced to stare at the carpet, then push all the chairs back in when everybody leaves.
I'm best known for leading the campaign to rename Passport Express as Post Passport without improving the service. Now I'm campaigning to change the name of Super Junior to Senior Curious, and I'll be working with the Taoiseach to make this a reality. And the carpet is so lovely in cabinet. I can't wait to burn it into my retinas.
Holy suffering shitehawkery. 10 months in and this government looks as wrecked as Shane Lowry in an early house. So far this year it's passed only 11 bills into law compared to 48 last year. One of them was to create more junior ministers than the number of houses they've managed to build on public land this year. Now we've the first minister for finance without third level education since electricity came to Kerry. And if you see Simon Harris, you'll know that the light is on, but the wattage is very low. Micheál Lehane, lighting a candle and seeking a tax-free transfer to DC, Leinster House.
Welcome back. We're watching the World Cup playoffs draw with Brian Kerr.
It's a bit distracting with your man doing laps around the stadium.
Yeah, sorry, that's Kevin Doyle.
Look at him go. He's been doing that for a whole week now.
Don't mind him, Brian. He'll tire himself out eventually.
Really?
There's huge interest in this, Des. It's Ole Ole Thursday.
Only a week ago, yous were saying the team were absolutely malodging.
I don't think we said that.
The dentist needs to be extracted. That's what you said.
No.
He did.
Exalted.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure we said exalted. The man's a legend. No. Very Viking looking in a certain light.
Yeah, there.
It's like a Norse god in profile, really.
I'll fill in the now, boy. That's how you described them last month.
What we meant was the veneer that Hal Grimson has put on his team means we can now dream of crowns.
Well saved, Marty.
Thank you.
I mean, you only have to look at the likes of Seamus Coleman. He's in the form of his life, peaking now at 37.
Yeah, that's only 2 years older than Michael Murphy, and he's only retired the once.
Ah, yes, or a pox.
Yeah, now remember, our possible opponents are Wales, Slovakia, yes, the Czech Republic, and Poland.
The Czech Republic, who did they used to be, Des, there? Oh,
Czechoslovakia,
I suppose. Make the Skodas, beautiful taxis, the Skodas.
Oh, yeah.
And what did Wales used to be?
That was always just Wales.
Oh, really?
Just a reminder, it's a one-legged semi.
One-legged race, yeah, that'll suit our shower.
What? Okay, here we are.
We're on.
The pot, so it's
pot three.
Yep, the Czech Republic, Czechia.
Oh.
Czechia, they're calling
Kias
it.
Kias don't make great taxis now. No, Skoda's your only man.
Hold on till I find them, God, it's always the last page, isn't it? The coleslaw on that one.
Well, I've got my notes. The Czech Republic. There won't be a goulash regurgitated or a pint puked in Prague for a fortnight.
Yeah, there could have been worse, Des. We've avoided the Poles. The last thing you want is a Pole sticking it up to you, do you know? Yeah.
I was in Semple Stadium once in the 90s and had a Pole sticking right...
Yeah, well, there you have it. A classic victory for the boys in green, really, in that it's an away draw to the Czech Republic.
Yeah, look, your man's doing cartwheels now. Look,
Kevin Doyle, stop that.
Holy Moses.
He's poleaxed.
He's got a pole sticking right
up.
Yeah,
we'll go to a break.
He's as shook as a bag of spuds on the bus.
All right, everyone, please. Welcome to this anonymous meeting. This is a safe space. We'll begin with some introductions. Hello there.
Hello, I'm Helen McEntee, and I'm a minister.
Hello, Helen.
The first time I tried it, I was minister for standing behind Leo during Brexit. Nobody noticed me. Then I got hooked on being invisible. Before you know it, I'm like Injustice.
What happened to Justice?
Dublin almost burned down. So I started trying education.
Take your time, Helen, take your time.
Literally nobody knew I was Minister for Education. Automatic doors wouldn't open for me at the department. Then I was offered Foreign Affairs and I just grabbed it. And now I'm going to get completely unnoticed abroad instead.
Thank you, Helen. That was very brave. Now, whoever.
Hello, I'm Dara Cleary and I'm also a minister.
Hello, Dara.
Not even my own family know. It's been almost a year now. And
yes.
And it's so shameful, this secret.
Jesus.
I introduce myself at events and people ask if I'm with the catering.
No.
I just get them a sandwich and leave.
One day at a time, Dara.
Sorry.
I'm Norma and I'm a minister.
Hello, Norma.
Sometimes I get the spads to send out press releases just so someone remembers I exist.
Yeah.
I'm in charge of children, you see. Thousands of them on waiting lists for various services.
Oh, dear.
I might get noticed soon and be expected to do something.
Yeah.
I won't be able to bear it.
Thank you for sharing. And who's this?
Hello, I'm James Lawless.
Hello, James.
I think I'm a minister.
You think?
I got a call saying I'd been appointed in January, but I assumed it was a scam.
Oh.
I rang the department to check. It's the Department of Higher Education. They weren't sure either. They had never heard of me.
Oh, it's a very common feeling in the 34th door.
Howie, I'm Peter Burke and I'm a minister.
Hello, Peter.
Last week someone asked if I worked in a menswear shop in the main street of a shite town that has tractors parked on it all the time.
Yeah.
Says, I know, I'm in cabinet. They said, God love you.
Thank you, Peter.
Hello, my name is Martin Hayden, and I'm
Sorry, who?
I don't know who this is.
I rest my case.
Now, who have we here?
It's going. My name is Dara O'Brien. People do know who I am.
So why are you here? This is a Minister's Anonymous meeting.
They know me. They just don't know what job I'm doing now. Am I still in housing? I mean, I've stopped correcting them. I just say homelessness is very complex and move on.
I see.
I'm 300 days anonymous now.
You're the Minister for Energy.
I just let the energy companies gouge homes.
Right.
I'm nearly glad I built so few of them.
Thank you, Dara, for sharing.
Thank you, Dara.
Feels weird to suggest a pint of these things, but I'll be in the Scaldy Jack's Bar and Lounge if you fancy. I know Peter Burke's already there.
You betcha.
Well done, everyone. Remember, one day at a time, and if the public still has no idea who you are, well done. That is the mission of the government.
Beef fries.
Now, Simon, I've taped some instructions to the fridge. Yes. And there's a teeny tiny, dimply wimply, adorkable presentation on the desktop.
Foreign affairs was child's play. I'm a finance bro now and I'm ready to show Michal who's boss. Yes.
Sorry, I'm late in terms of...
What are you doing here?
I'm just here to oversee. Don't mind me. It's gas that you give yourself the job. Yourself and Jack doing the budget. It'll be like watching an RT Junior show about spreadsheets.
Now, I've put some stickers on the ledger. Look here. Logos for Pfizer, yes, yes. Apple, Microsoft and Google.
It's nearly like looking at my phone. Actually, can I go back on my phone? I'm having withdrawals.
No. We've put your phone in a pouch. You can get it back later.
Oh, so unfair. I hate you.
These stickers are our biggest taxpayers. Okay. Be nice to them, Simon. Without them, our economy goes wee flushy smashy down the potty.
Okay, be kind to unkind big tech and pharma. Got it.
In this drawer is the rainy day fund.
Cool, can I open it?
Don't touch it under any circumstances.
What?
Ever.
So why do we even have it then?
Just a bit of comfort. You can't miss it. It's next to the messy drawer.
So what's in the messy drawer?
Oh, odds and ends. The Housing Commission report about building public houses on public land. Stuff we'll never use, but it's next to the blue tack and used pens in case the lefties ever get into power.
Well, block, block, block to that.
Now, fiscal space. Do you know what that is?
Yes, it's where they sent Katy Perry for less than an hour.
No, it's the fiscal room you create by borrowing or raising taxes.
Damn!
Pascal's cut his taxes all right. 600 grand a year. That's more like £1 million. Gross, very cushy, very
gross,
cushy.
Gross, net, I'm confused. Which is the big one again?
Don't worry, there are grown-up civil servants to explain it all to you very slowly.
Yes, because I'll mostly be flying around on the government jet, meeting with Euro-technocrats and looking important.
No, you're not getting that job.
What? But I want to be banging at tables and frowning like a real boy. You can't handle the truth.
I was president of the Euro group. You're just a minion minister for finance.
Oh, no.
Look at him, he's sick. No photo ops with the Euro bros.
You mean I've given up all my flights to Brussels for nothing? This was a terrible mistake.
Was it a mistake for me not to go for a big job? I could have been a commissioner or a president. Now I'm like the loser of a wet Taoiseach competition.
That's because some people get the big sexy international jobs and some stay at home and stay middling.
Ha! Middling, Michal. Well, thank God for the bobbleheads. Mine at last. Hooray!
No, they're coming with me too.
What?
But I do recommend pastimes. Ugh. It means the spud-headed media focus on your quirky side instead of asking you any oopsie-daisy piddle-in-your-pants questions.
But I don't have any hobbies or interests other than twitching in fear.
And rapid aging.
Well, I borrowed like it was a hobby and overspent so badly. Oh, by the way, the panic room is behind the bookshelf.
Sorry?
But we lost the key.
Panic room? Why would we need a...
Oops.
Oh, God.
Now, panicking won't help, or maybe it will. It'll keep you alert, to be fair.
Atta Janie Mac. Did we let a fella who was already checked out do one last budget that made the country absolutely hate us?
Block, block, block.
Right, off I go. Don't burn us all down, or do. Either way, think of me fondly while you flee the flames. So long, farewell, au fide saying adieu. He did them out, toodaloo.